there is increasing concern that football players don't seek enough treatment when their heads hurt. The concern is over concussions. And a new study of college and high school football players has found that most concussions happen not in games, but during practice. Here's NPR's Nancy Shute.
This is the sound of California high school football players running the Oklahoma drill. It's a full-speed, full-impact drill that one coach described as knocking the snot out of each other. So maybe it's not surprising that the study found that more than half of high school football concussions happen during practice. Tom Dompier, president of the Dataless Center, led the study. He says that's because they spend so much time in practice.
The number of people exposed during practice is always higher than in games because not all kids at the high school and college level will play in games.
High school students had the highest rate of concussions during practices, while for college students, it was during games.
College coaches understand they don't want their players missing a Saturday game, so practices are often more focused on tactics and strategy. There's less player-to-player contact.
High school coaches are also getting the message. Chris Merritt is the head football coach at Christopher Columbus High School in Miami. He says a good coach limits direct contact during practices.
You can't just sit there and line up 4 days a week and go full go and tackle brain to the ground. There's too many opportunities. Someone's going to hit a helmet on helmet or helmet on the ground.
Merritt says it's important to get coaches to limit full contact and teach safer tackling.
Keep your head up, keep your eyes up, and keep the head out of the tackle. That's what the goal is.
Now, Merritt says, it's crucial to get the message out to youth football, where the coach is often someone's dad.
Getting these youth coaches to schedule their practices the right way, to teach the right technique, because they're the hardest ones, because they're not professionals. For the most part, they're volunteers.
And with players starting tackle football as young as age 5, it's never too soon to get it right. Nancy Shute, NPR News.